Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson, and I am just delighted to come in your home on the internet, on the social network, wherever you may be at on today. And I want to let you know that, praise God, that we are excited just to be here. We had a wonderful weekend, amen, and now we're going to start off this week the right way. We have a guest coming on today, Pastor Clara Underwood Foreman, that's right, and I want you to get ready. She's from the Potter House of Pera, Illinois, amen, and we're just going to have a grand time. I'm going to switch my phones, amen, real quick, praise God, so please stand by. Amen. Praise God. So, as I was saying, we are delighted to have today, amen, in the studio or by way of phone, amen, our guest on today, Pastor Clara Underwood Foreman, amen. And I believe and I hope that this is her line, amen. Are you with us yet, woman of God? Pastor Clara, are you here? Amen. I know she was momentarily coming into the studio, so y'all stand by. I'm not quite sure which number she's dialed in on. Amen. I'm going to have to ask the young lady from area code 678-754. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Good afternoon.
Amen. Is the pastor calling on your number, or is it going to be in a different number?
She will be calling direct through the phone.
Okay. Do you know which number? I have a lot of people on the line, and they don't have caller ID, unfortunately. So
347-215-9059.
That's 347. I mean, what's her number she's dialing in on?
We believe so, yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes, we believe that's the call. That's the number we were called to join the call tonight. We were given the number to join the call.
Right. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, that's the studio. Amen. I'm waiting for Pastor Foreman to come on. Amen.
Amen. We are delighted to hear from her today as well.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Woman of God, are you there yet, Pastor Foreman? Pastor Foreman?
Yes.
Okay, that's you, 309?
Yes, it is.
Hey, praise God. Amen. Well, it took me a minute because a lot of people call in, so I didn't know which number was going to be yours. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm blessed, highly fed, extremely dangerous, in love with Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, beloved, we're going to go ahead and I believe that you was going to bring forth the word, but you wanted to do a Q&A, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I was going to just go ahead and let you just minister to the people of God on today. But if you give me a moment, amen.
That would be fine. Just doing the word will be fine.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So tell me tell us the name of your ministry, woman of God.
Our ministry, the Potter's House of Peoria, located in Peoria, Illinois. Ministry of Deliverance, Healing. Ministry of seeing miracles wrought, a ministry of seeing the people brought to their purpose and their destiny in God.
Amen, amen. And how long have you been in ministry?
I've been in ministry for 25 years. I've been pastoring for 13.
Praise God, amen, amen. And so what is your message that you want to bring to the people? What is the purpose that God's placed in your heart for the people for today?
Yes, man of God, I really, really appreciate this opportunity just to be able to encourage the people of God. We're living in such a perilous time now, and the scripture talks about how, in the last day, how men's hearts are going to fail them. And so I just want to give an encouraging word to let the people know that it does not matter what you're dealing with, what you're going through, that God is able. And so today, that's primarily what I want to do, and thank God for this opportunity.
Amen. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move out the way, and you have the microphone now, and people have tuned in on the internet. They call in online. They're excited. So I'm going to move out the way, and woman God, you go ahead and just give the people what God has gave you for them. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for Apostle Andre Thompson for giving me this opportunity. I want to just have a word of prayer before we get into the word. God, we thank you so much. We magnify you. We glorify you. We esteem you. We extol you. God, we understand that there is none like you nowhere. God, we thank you for everything that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the things that you are going to do. And so right now, in Jesus' name, as you begin to prepare the heart to receive a word from you, we pray in Jesus' name that this word would fall on fertile ground, that this word would germinate, would come up, and we will see a manifestation. And so right now, God, we give you advanced praise because we believe by faith that it's already done. And we give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. We thank God again for the opportunity, whenever there's an opportunity to come minister the word of the Lord, because we understand the scripture says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall remain. Everything else may pass away, but because of the word, we have something that we can stand on. And I just want to take a few moments here today just to encourage the people of God. There's so much going on in the world today. People are just really struggling. There's now a lot of situations that's going on. And people just, you know, in a place to where they're really, really, really not knowing what to do. One of the things that I said earlier was that I want to encourage the people of God. But I want the people of God to know that in this day and time, we cannot look to anyone else. We have to look to God, and then we have to, in turn, encourage ourselves. We have to speak over our own lives. We have to know that we know what God says. And because God said it, that means God's going to bring it to pass. Because God knows us. He knows all about us. Bible says that he knows the very number of hairs that we have on our head. He knows us because the scripture says that in Jeremiah, I believe, the first chapter, it talks about how God said, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. He said, I didn't just know you, but I ordained you. So he knew what we were going to go through. But thank God for the word that he left with us so that we can grab a hold of that word and we can stand on that word and know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever we find ourselves in, that there is a word for it. And so we thank God for that. We thank God that there's not a time that we call on God that God didn't answer us. Now, it may not have always been the answer that we wanted, but he has always answered us and told us just to hold on to the word of God. So we got to know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. I want to read a scripture here coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and the 6th verse, I believe it is. And the scripture says this, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son, for his daughter. But, and I always say, we always say at the church, everything that comes before there is a but God. And the scripture says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. We talked about how that David and his men had returned home. And when they got home, they found that everything that they had was gone. The Bible says that David's wives were gone. All of David's possession was gone. They had come in, the Philistines had come in and had taken everything that they had. The Bible says that when David saw this, the Bible says that David was grieved. The people of God, the people, the men, they were grieved. The Bible says that they lifted up their heart and they wept. They lifted their voices and they wept until there were no more tears. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've gone through some situations and I've cried so until there was no more tears. I don't know if you've been there, but that's a very, very destitute place to be in. So the Bible says that these men, they began to weep because their wives were gone, their sons, their daughters, all of their possessions, everything were gone. And what's so really ironic is that they had come from battle. They had come. They had put their lives on the line, and they had come home. I don't know if you've ever been in a position where you come to a place in your life where you felt that you've done everything that you know to do to live this life according to the word of God. You prayed for people. You went to the hospital. You've done everything you could do. And then it looks like your own situation is messed up. And you said to yourself, God, I don't understand why my situation is like that when I've done all I could do to help someone else. But listen, I'm saying to you today, hold on, because help is truly on the way. The Bible says that David, he lifted up his voice and he cried and he wept. And in other verses of scripture and commentary, we go back and we read on that, he talks about how David rent his clothes. He rent his clothes and he just bathed himself in sackcloth and ashes because of his heart, where his heart was. But the Bible says that there came a time when David said to himself, I know that there is an answer for this. I believe that David began to remember the true and the living God that he served. And I want you to do something for me. I want you to take your hand, take your right hand, and I want you to lay your hand on yourself. And I want you to begin to speak over yourself. I don't care what situation it is that you're dealing with right now. I want you to lay hands on yourself. And I want you to say these words, I'm coming out of this. I want you to say it again. I want you to say it until you feel it in your spirit. I'm coming out of this. That I'm not going out like this. And it's not going to always be like this. And what I'm going through right now does not define who I am, and not even halfway this time the God that I serve. The Bible says that David came to himself, and I believe he began to remember the same God that delivered them out of the hand of Egypt when they were down in Egypt under a hand of Pharaoh, and how that they had to work, and how they had to work diligently. It got to a place to where the Bible says that they even took the straw from them, had them to continue to make bricks without straw. Their wives were being raped, and their children, their daughters were being raped. They weren't given the food that they needed to be able to have the strength they needed to be able to do the job. And the Bible says that God led them out of Egypt by his mighty hand. And when they got out of Egypt and they were going through the wilderness, the Bible says that that God gave them a pillar of cloud by day to keep them from being burned by the sun. And then when nightfall came, the life. I believe that David began to reminisce on the God that brought them out, the God that made a way, the God that brought him from the back side of the mountain, and all of the things that God had done in his life. I believe that God, that David began to remember those things. And I want you to do that same thing right now. I want you to remember. I want you to go back. I want you to peruse your mind. I want you to go back and remember the things that God brought you out of. When man said no, God said yes. And when you were in a situation that you felt like you were going on under, and God stepped right in on time. In the very time when you sat at your table and you didn't even have food to eat, that God provided food on your table. When the doctors gave you a bad report, God stepped in because he is a master healer and spoke over your life and said you would live and not die, and you would declare the word of the Lord. The Bible says that David at this time began to encourage himself in the Lord. In other words, I believe that David began to praise God. David began to thank God. David began to give God honor and give God glory on who he is. You know the way, you know how we are. When we want something from somebody, we know just what to say. We know how to butter them up. We know how to get them in position so that when we ask for whatever we need from them, you can get what you ask. Well, saints, so it is with God. When we began to worship God, when we began to praise God, the scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people. I believe that when God bends down his ear and hear the words that we are speaking to him, the adoration that we are giving to him, the honor that we are giving him, I believe that God releases whatever petition that we have before God, and God grants our request. I believe that David began to do that. At the moment that the Bible says that David began to encourage himself, I believe David said, listen, I got to get up from here. I got to get up from here. And the Bible says that David inquired of the Lord. See, when we have a situation, we can go to others. We can go to our friends and everybody else. But only somebody that can bring us, the only one that can bring us out is God. The Bible says that David inquired of the Lord, and David said, now listen, do I get up from here and go and get my stuff, or do I sit here? And the Bible says that that the Lord said to him, go get yourself. Go, and when you get there, you recover all. And if you remember in Scripture, it says that when David was in another incident, and he was in another situation, the Bible says that David danced, and he praised God. The Bible says he danced and he praised God until he danced out of his clothes. We got to go crazy in praise, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to come through, that God is going to make a way for us. I want you to go out again, and I want you to lay your hands on yourself again. And I want you to speak over yourself. I want you to call those things that be not as though they were. And I want you to see yourself and all that is out of whatever it is that you find yourself in. The Bible says that David went after his wives and his possessions. And the Bible says that David recovered all. And I want to speak over into your life today that everything that the enemy has taken from you, that God is going to give you the ability. He's going to put in you what you need to recover all. And so I declare and decree in Jesus' name that the thing that the enemy has taken, your health, be healing over into your life right now in Jesus' name. The thing, the other thing that God, that the devil has taken from you, I speak increase in your life. In the name of Jesus. I believe that this is the day of the saints. I believe that this is the time that the saints are going to be blessed. I believe that this is the time that the saints are going to walk in authority and take authority over the enemy, because the Bible says that we have power over the power of the enemy. And so right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as I close this, God, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for not who you are, but who you are in us. We thank you, oh God, for the things that you've done in our lives. Every time, oh God, we've had a need, there's never been a time, God, that you can meet that need. And so, God, we give you praise and we give you glory for it right now. We speak right now over into the home of every ear that's listening right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we speak over to those homes right now. We speak to those marriages, that those marriages will come together. We speak over to the children, oh God, that the ones and with children that are on the streets, that those children will be brought back to the house of God. We speak over to the finances, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us that you give seed to the sower in the name of Jesus. God, if we sow it, we know you're going to get it to it. And so right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Because, God, we need by faith that it's already done. We count it done. It is, and so it is. And so we thank you for it right now. We thank you for this man of God, this radio station. We pray blessings right now. We pray increase, God. We pray, oh God, everything that they need, oh God, will be provided in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah for just pouring out. Amen. Unto the listeners on today. Praise God. Truly a blessing, woman of God, this for you, this to share that encouraging word to the people. Amen. And there's many out there that's listening on today. Praise God. I truly hope that you take what was given to you and you feast on it and marinate on this word. And even after we leave the broadcast on today, you can go back to our Pastor Clara Underwood Foreman, her Facebook page, amen, and you'll see her photo. There's a play button for today's broadcast. Go ahead and play it again. Hear that word again. Let it get in your spirit, amen. I want to thank you so much. I am so humbled that you took our time out your busy schedule to be here on today. Pastor Foreman, I just wanted to thank you so much. Amen. And also, I want to give the people opportunity that's listening, praise God. If you're listening by the way of phone, on the phone, or you're in the chat line, the radio broadcast, and you would like to speak with this woman of God, amen, or you need a prayer, I want you to look on your keypad and press the number 1. And while you're doing that, amen. Pastor, you want to tell the people how they can get in contact with you?
Our church, as I said earlier, is the Potter's House of Peoria. My email address is Clara, C-L-A-R-A, dot Foreman, F-O-R-M-A-N, at yahoo.com. Our phone number for the church is 309-637-7270.
Amen, amen. You know, and I really enjoyed that word today. We have one caller that's look like they request some prayer. We're going to get you in a second, area code 45. But I just wanted to say I really enjoyed that word. Encourage my heart, amen, you know, even with David, you know, because I know that I often read David a lot of times because the things he's going through and how he encouraged himself, looking back on his testimonies and his victories and everything, but he knew how to go back to God, and he knew how to touch God's heart, amen. So I truly thank God for the message. There was a lot in there, and I'm going to play it back myself, amen. I was a little busy here in the studio listening and also trying to, the phones were ringing off the hook here. I said, my goodness, you know, that's how it is always when the word's coming through. But nonetheless, though, I truly thank you, woman of God, and we have about maybe another 7 to 9 minutes. We got a few people that want to call in for prayer and everything, so I'm going to be going to the lines. Momentarily, I just wanted to share this with everybody listening today that we are just so totally blessed here on the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries. Amen. Even as we're preparing, praise God, for this upcoming Women's Conference on this coming Friday, actually coming Saturday. And then in June, we have the outdoor gospel concert. The theme this year is Outside the Four Walls, Bringing the Gospel to the Streets. Amen. And we are truly looking for the love and support of many people. We've been buying cases of Bible to give away to the community. It's a free event. We're not charging. I don't charge for the Word of God. I like to go out there and minister and have the different choirs and dances and stuff come out there and just minister to the community. That's where all the people are, the folks that don't want to come in church, the atheists, the drug dealers, whoever they may be. You know, we want to get out there and just reach the community and bring people together and share the love of God. So with that being said, if you would like to be a blessing to the ministry here or what we're doing, please go to my website at www.citywidecog.org. Once again, that's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. At this time, we're going to go to the lines, praise God. We have a caller from area code 405-314. God bless you. You're on the line.
God bless you too, Apostle Thompson. This is Evangelist Cunningham.
God bless you. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I was listening to the word and thanking God for the woman of God. I had been praying about something, and I believe that God is speaking to me through her. And I wanted to just have her to pray over the situation and see what the Lord is saying concerning it. It was a situation where my sister, myself and my other two sisters, our inheritance basically has been stolen from us. It was left to us by my grandmother, my dad. My dad ended up with Alzheimer's, and the wife that he was married to changed some things around, changed the insurance policy, and used a power of attorney to sell our land, which has been in the family ever since I was born. And I had at first kept saying, well, Lord, should I just leave it alone or should I go after it? And my sister called me on yesterday and said, I want you to send me the information, the will that you have, which is a very old will, but yet alone she still wanted, because she says that she had received confirmation from someone at work saying we need to go after it because our inheritance
yes.
that was left was given to my stepmother took it and gave it to herself and her children. And we were treated very badly at my dad's funeral, as though we were the stepchildren, was never given an opportunity to say anything, and we've lost everything.
Amen.
And
Amen.
And my dad was the third husband that she had that had died on her.
Right, okay. Amen. Well, Pastor Foreman, she wanted you to pray with her concerning that. I did want to say this, though. As you were speaking, one thing, I went to school, I have a degree in criminal justice, but one thing, though, that you said was that you had the original deed. And
I have the original will.
The will, I mean, right. That's usually the one that's too legal. In order for something to be changed, it would have to be amended or pended. And if it was amended and changed at a later time and it wasn't by him, then, you know, you they have something to bring to the attorneys and pursue it. But Pastor Foreman, would you pray with her, please?
Yes, I will. I want to say before I pray real quickly, I'm reminded, I'm looking it up here, and if you will, woman of God, if you would message me on Facebook, I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about how the daughter, how the man had died in scripture and left his inheritance and to his daughters, but the people had decided that they were going to give it to the daughter. And the Bible says that there was different ones that stood up for the daughters, and the daughters in turn received the inheritance. I believe that the scripture says that we are heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ. And that means that everything that God has for us, it's ours. It's ours.
Amen.
And so we just need to stand on the word of God and claim it. Now, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for this woman of God. We ask right now in Jesus' name. We bind you in Jesus' name. Get your hand off of God's daughter. I pray right now that it be released in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you, God, because we know, God, that you it's your desire that we are blessed.
Yes,
everything ordained for our lives. And so right now, in Jesus' name, we speak to hallelujah in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will touch each and everyone's heart, Lord. Lord, I speak healing to those that are broken. I speak, Lord, that you will just move in a mighty way, even concerning the things to come, Lord, that the word that's been spoken, the word that's been ministered will fall in good ground, Lord, as they continue to go on from the next day to the next day, that they will come together, that they will seek you. Lord, that the family will be strong and that you will continue. For, Lord, you said let those that are weak say that they're strong in you. So even right now, Lord, we decree and declare, Father, right now, mercies upon their family. I speak peace, cover them under your blood right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, every broken heart, let it be healed. Every person right now, Lord, that's going through in this family, that you will just strengthen them, that you will send your angels to minister to them even as they sleep, even as they walk, Lord. Let you be their pillar. Let you be their strong tower at this time. And we thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you. Well, listen, beloved, amen. We want to just thank you all for all coming out today. I want to thank our wonderful guest on today. It's not even a guest. I want to call her my sister in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for the angel that God sent. The angel is the messenger. So we thank God for this wonderful angel that God sent, amen, to be a part of the broadcast on today, Pastor Clara Underwood Foreman, amen. Please join me on tomorrow and the rest of this week. Praise God. Continue to keep us lifted up in prayer. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock a.m. It's the early morning prayer. Look on my Facebook page if you want to join me in the morning. Praise God. And remember, excuse me, remember to continue, amen, continue to press on. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Be that flint, be that light, be that lighthouse for this dark world, amen. I want to decree kingdom blessings upon you and your family right now in the name of Jesus. Like I said, once again, you can email us at info@citywidecog.org, or you can info@theword.org. That's info@theword.org. Amen. I'm a little tired today. We've been running all morning, been praying all day for a lot of different people. Amen. But I want to let you know that we thank God, because God is faithful. Amen. Woman of God, do you have anything you'd like to say before we leave?
I just want to say real quickly to you, man of God, that situation, that financial situation, the Lord told me to say to you that it's already done. It's already
amen.
Done. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. I thank you. I receive that. And once again, to all of you, until we meet again, this is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. God bless you. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, have a wonderful night. Good night. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you.